views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Monday, April 1st. It's April already. It's crazy. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I am super excited to be here. I'm always grateful and excited to be with everybody. And this week, it's interesting. I always share with everyone about what I am going through and then take it here to the radio because I love testimony. You know, I love real life stories, and our stories don't always match up, but they're similar, and we can find, little nuances in each other's lives because we are so connected, and we can take that information and it be so helpful. So what led me to today's show about love, but specifically about being loving, is it sort of came off of, back in February, we did a four-week series on loving the enemy, and a lot of it had to do with bullying. But overall, it's what I've been so drawn to is about loving my enemy, and a lot of this show today will be biblically based. However, it's right. I mean, you know, we're commanded to love our enemy, and for me, spiritually, I want to do that. I want to be loving, and I want to exist in a loving state. And so part of the process of doing that is looking in the mirror and questioning. I question myself about my behaviors and my actions and my beliefs, and if I'm putting the word into practice, if I'm actually taking action on the word. And so I started really honing in on this loving my enemies, and part of what was driving me was I was confused about loving my enemies, because what has happened and what happens a lot in my everyday life in society is that my enemies tend to leave my life. They tend to exit. So maybe a relationship, let's say a friendship, takes a wrong turn, and it's the parties are choosing not to mend it. What happens is that the person tends to leave my life. And again, we've spoken about closed doors and closed, you know, don't open a closed door. And this is a little different in that I'd like to live with my enemies. I would like to grow alongside of them. And part of it too is that, you know, some days it feels almost impossible to escape the unkindness that goes on, right? We come face to face with impatience, pride, right? Our egos get in the way. We come face to face with anxiety and anger. I mean, this is every day. This could happen in the store. So I was questioning myself whether or not I was being loving, whether or not I was really living amongst my enemies, which in turn, really, I'm living amongst my brothers and sisters, you know, because at the end of the day, showing love and being loving puts a whole new perspective on the relationship. So I wanted to share with you today about being loving. I post a lot about about being loving, and a lot of people post about being more loving. And then I started to question myself, well, what does that mean? What does it mean to be more loving? What is it? Love is a lot of things. And for me, I'm evolving into having loving relationships and existing in love, existing, being loving, being a loving person amongst the world. And so my sister, my brothers, right? My kids, our family and our immediate friends that we're with together all the time. For me, it's a little bit easier for me to describe to you about my loving relationship and what I do in that relationship. Because when it comes to my kids, I mean, that's right. When you love somebody so much, that's almost an easy explain. You can see yourself being loving. And I think that that's a great base to start from. And I question myself, well, can I be that loving to strangers? Can I be that loving to somebody who got really impatient with me in a store? Can I be that loving to, you know, the person standing next to me? So it was just the past few weeks it's been an amazing journey. I've meditated a lot with God, and He's shown me a lot that I'm going to share with you today about being loving, about loving our enemies, right? About, it's so selfless. And what's been so amazing about the experience is that you think you're going to miss out, and you don't. You gain so much. You gain so much. And I guess what I mean by that is somebody gets you so mad and maybe it's a really good friend that your relationship has fallen apart, and there's hurt and there's anger and there's all these emotions that don't belong to love. And we hold on to that, And so my quest in being more loving was over this past month was to really let those feelings go, but more so actively pursue being loving. So actively, make that my state, make that my way of existing. And gosh, it was hard and rewarding. And I'm so grateful for coming out the other side, because I really have such a deeper understanding now of being more loving and acting more loving and what that means. And for me personally, what it's done for me, it's such a wonderful new level of existing. I've let so much go, and now seeking to be loving to the world is it's so rewarding. It's so fulfilling. It fills me up. There's so many things that I have a new perspective on. Like, it's changed aspects of my life. It's changed, my own close relationships. It's changed my thoughts. It's changed the way that I look at material things. It's changed the way that I look at goals, at my physical self. Everything has, if you could picture, the sunrise and the sun like coming up, and it just starts beaming and it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. That's what has happened. So I can't help but want to share that here with you today. And I invite everyone who's listening and who will listen to this and who's watching is to be more loving and to really put that into action. And even, and especially when you don't want to, for me, sometimes we need, for me, the reason for it is because I I follow God. I respond to God. I want to do things. I want to obey Him. I want to do things to get closer to Him, to build my relationship with God. So that, for me, was a big driving force. So in those moments that I didn't want to be loving, I would have, you know, my thoughts of God running through my brain and my heart for me to take the leap and just see what it felt to be loving and then to follow it through. So let's kick off. I just want to kick off a little bit before we hit break, but part of God is love. I mean, there's multiple places that we find that in the Bible. Right. And there's no greater love than Him giving us His Son and His Son dying for us. And so my first step in being more loving was really taking that in, was taking in someone else making such a sacrifice for me. And what that helped me then do is relate that to my everyday life about the seriously minor sacrifices that I am asked to make on a daily basis. I've never been asked to make that such a great sacrifice. And so my perspective started to change about these minor, and people might call them like obstacles, or people might, you know, we might consider them like little nuances that disturb our day, little things, the day didn't go according to plan. So I transformed that into these minor sacrifices that I'm asked to be made during the day, right? Because sometimes plans change. Sometimes things don't go according to, the day doesn't go according to what I expected it to go, right? And we talked about expectations in another show about having those expectations. So this is another way of letting those expectations go, because as those sacrifices came up throughout my day, I could relate it to a bigger plan, right? A bigger plan for me or for the person who was part of the change. Maybe it was a friend, a child, you know, another parent, something with the school, something with work. But again, I could put the perspective of the sacrifice in place, because the original sacrifice that was made for us was just literally pure love. And so if you can take just a moment as your first step of thinking about the sacrifices that you're asked to make, it's nothing. It's nothing compared to what was done for us. And so my heart started to open with this one simple revelation, with this acceptance, and it was accepting the love that was given to us. Because part of giving and receiving, right? We need to receive, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll talk more about that. Because receiving love is a huge part of us giving love, and so and part of that process of receiving is receiving what was given to us through that act. So let's take a short break. When we get back, we're going to dive right back into this because I am feeling a lot of love today. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat. on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Welcome back. All right. I want to dive right back in just because I usually run out of time with all the things that I'd like to talk about. All right. So this is about us. This is loving actions that we can do daily and which brings us to being more loving, right? So it's about our actions and what we do. So the first thing that we mentioned that we talked about is thinking about the sacrifices that we're asked to make on a daily basis and realizing that they're in comparison to the sacrifice that was made for us through Jesus, it's very small. The sacrifices are small. And it's very sobering to realize that, you know, that there it's just they're little nuances that happen in a day and to be more loving around them to just, you know, if our day is changed up, then there's a reason. If we were called to do something else during the day, then there's a reason behind it. The other thing, and this feeds right into being more loving, but also realizing that the sacrifices that we make daily are small in comparison, is to be patient. Patience is a huge part of being more loving. I noticed it yesterday. It was interesting. Yesterday was a weird day for me. Sundays are a strange day for me. I think it's like a combination of the end of the week, but also the beginning of the next week. And I tend to, for being as grounded as I am when I start out the day, I tend to unravel a little bit towards the end of the day. And I realize that patience is a big part of that. And yesterday I could see myself and hear myself losing patience. And I then could compare it to having patience and the difference of that gap is love. So being more loving is the act of being more patient. So it's about having patience. It's about being patient. So we can, I want to focus more so on the attributes of loving and versus doing things to grow, right? So we have to grow our patience. And there are steps that we can take to grow our patient. And one of them being, you know, being the self-talk of stating that you are patient. And also when you feel that feeling boiling up inside of you of being of the impatientness, then you can take a step back. And for me, I like to say a prayer. I was praying a lot yesterday because I could feel the impatience growing. But what was so beautiful was I just could step outside of myself and see that being loving, patience is part of that. And so what it helped me to do is, right, my goal and my desire is to become more loving, be a more loving person. And so patience is an attribute of that. So it's a big revelation, right? When you can, somebody might say to you, well, you should really be more loving. Well, what does that mean? Patience. Part of that is patience. Patience is what that means. So start practicing patience. Start practicing being patient with others, being patient to yourself, being patient in your work, being patient in life. You know, everybody is, you get into the car and you're racing to get to your work, or you're running late. We'll leave earlier. You know, practice that patience. And if you are running late, accept that you're running late. Again, practice that patience. That in turn will that's an attribute of growing into being more loving. What's something else that we can do? We can be generous. You know, part of me questioning this was, am I loving, right? And so, and then it fed into, am I loving amongst my enemies? And again, patience with enemies, that's a huge part of it. How many people have, you know, look in your life about friendships that maybe have gone sour, or sibling relationships that have gone sour. Have you given them patience? Have you practiced patience? Are we impatient with, like I know with my brother, I'm very impatient with my brother. He's very different from me. And if I'm impatient with him, I'm not being loving. And so practicing patience with him, right? Which is, it's a practice. You're not going to be perfect, but it's a great place to start to practice patience with whom we consider enemies. And again, too, enemies, you know, there's different levels of enemies. I want you to look at that as well. I want you to look at, you know, as, you know, my brother is my brother and I love him, but there are times when him and I are enemies. We don't get along. And so it's a perfect opportunity for me to be more loving. So, okay, being generous. So there's two aspects of generosity that I want to talk about. The first one is in the material sense. It's about, about giving, right? About giving material things. But the other is, it's not just about giving dollars and cents. Another part of being generous is giving a kindness. It's about encouragement. It's about doing good works for others. So if take a step back and look at generosity as more about kindness and more about empowering and encouraging, and that we could do through words. We can also do it through acts, right? Doing good works for one another. However, we can do it quickly with our words. We can do it quickly with phone calls, with text messages, with emails, you know? So that's another attribute of that lovingness, of being more loving, is that does somebody come, does all of a sudden, do you think of a friend? Do you think of someone? Do you think of a neighbor? And you're like, oh, I should reach out to them, but you don't? Well, reach out to them. It doesn't, being loving, what I found over this last month is, it doesn't really have anything to do with the other person in the sense of how they respond. If I text somebody and I'm being loving to them because I want to be loving, it's none of my business whether or not they respond. But if I got that person on my heart, then I'm going to reach out to them. I want to reach out to them. And I'm not doing it to get a response. again, too, this is about building up, being more loving. It's about, I kind of equate it to like, you know, you have this basket of seeds, you know, a bucket of seeds, and you're going to plant in the garden, and you just plant it. You just plant them and then you walk away. Well, that's about being more loving. It's about planting those seeds all over the place. Just go out and be loving and just let the, you know, maybe the flowers will bloom a year from now. And again, too, it's just, it's not about the bloom. It's about throwing the seeds. It's about sowing the seeds, about putting it out there. So being generous, but look at it as from a kindness perspective, from an encouraging others perspective, from saying hi to people, from making eye contact to people, from engaging. People want to be heard. And part of being loving, an act of being loving, is hear them. And just listen and just talk and just be that smile, be that kind word, be that, you know, that shoulder to lean on. So those are all acts of being generous that don't involve money, that don't involve giving money, right? We have time. We have, and again, too, part of being loving, an attribute of loving is, even if it's 1 minute of time, that makes a difference. You know, 1 minute times 365 days is a lot of time, you know, so it doesn't have to be, you know, don't let all or nothing hold you back, right? Just look at it as little, a little bit at a time, little by little, little by little, by little, by little, does a lot. It does a real lot. So start little and focus on that loving, on having that loving feeling towards another person through these actions that we're talking about. And with money, and I don't want to stop. It's interesting. We were talking about missions yesterday with missions, you know, going out into whether it be local missions or at home in the United States or foreign missions, right? We're either on a mission or we're giving to a mission. So I don't want people to hold back giving money when they can, when it's in your budget. I just want to share with you that generosity does not have to be tied to money. That's just, you know, that's something that our society has, that we as humans, we've created that. So don't hold back, because generosity it's an attribute of loving. So really it's right. Generosity is that feeling, that act of being generous to another person. And whether that money is a tool. So you have plenty of tools within yourself to use that to be loving to somebody else. So we're going to take a short break. When we get back, we're going to jump right back into this list. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat
on transformationtalkradio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at louparadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, we're going to dive right back in about being more loving and what that means. And so don't withhold forgiveness. You know, that was a big revelation for me over this past month. And, you know, even forgiveness, I've seen it out there in the world time and time again. I've said it myself. Forgiveness is not about the other person. Forgiveness is for you. And it truly is. Forgiveness sets us free. And it also brings us closer to our journey with God on our faith journey. See, forgiveness, if you think about it, is, you know, I mess up a lot during the day, right? I have not nice thoughts. I have jealousy or I have envy. And I ask for the Lord's forgiveness because at the end of the day, you know, part of that process is I don't want to have those thoughts. I want to be in a state of being love and being loving. So part of the process is releasing those thoughts. And, you know, I'm always asking for forgiveness and constantly being forgiven. And so I started to ask myself, well, who am I then to withhold forgiveness on another person? It didn't seem very loving to me. It didn't, you know, it was in my you know, meditation and having this revealed to me, it was the opposite of being loving. And so, and again, too, part of this was, right, when I started this conversation, this was about me learning to live with my enemies and being loving, to love my enemies. And so forgiving them, what I needed to do and what the Lord showed me was to separate the person from the behavior. So, and once I did that, then I could understand that, you know, I've done things that I needed to be forgiven for from other people, and I'm not that person anymore. And so to hold that behavior against me, I've let it go. And so if someone is holding that behavior against me, that's on them. That's hurting them. So I hope you see that distinction about how forgiveness is for us, forgiveness is for us. Forgiveness is about, you know, separating the person from the behavior and forgiving that person for that behavior. And so in amongst living amongst you with our enemies, that doesn't mean it's not an excuse. It's not, you're not condoning it. You don't even have to hang out with that person, but it is about forgiving and letting go of what was done. So, I think forgiveness is, this is a wonderful process to talk it over with someone that you trust, a friend that, you know, is not part of the forgiveness process, somebody who you can, you know, a friend, a relative, someone, a coach, a professional who you can talk through and talk through the process with them, you know, get your pain out, release your pain and separate the person from the behavior and start to forgive that person. This leads me into a big part of what I love about being loving and also helping with forgiveness is praying. So I pray for people. I pray, and they're little prayers. Sometimes they're long prayers. And I just, part of being loving is wanting others to experience blessings, experience God's blessings. For me, in my faith, there's no better blessing than being blessed by God. So, and being loving is, I want that for everyone. I want everyone to experience blessings. So incorporating prayers for people, well wishes, right? It's about wishing well for someone other than yourself. And when you start to do that, you start to, again, you're giving and receiving, you're expanding your heart, you're opening your heart, you're becoming more loving. And it's so wonderful. It's such a incredible feeling. It's so fulfilling. And I look at it, it's like filling your cells with love, right? I mean, the more loving you are, the more your body is going to experience that love because you're just, you know, you're just coming from this incredible place. So another action that I do is I pray for people. And it's interesting because I haven't always done that. And in fact, I have a pastor friend who, she's so wonderful. Her name's Lily. She prays for people all the time and her prayers are so beautiful. So I use a lot of her prayers as examples. But what I noticed was I would read her prayers for someone else and it would make me feel good. And so I started, when I was doing this process, I wonder if I started praying for people, if it would make me feel good. And it does. It does. And it's not about selfishness or unselfishness. I mean, I want to act more loving. And so acting more loving and being more loving is about wanting the best for others, wanting other people to be healthy, wanting other people to have successes, wanting other people to have love, to feel love. So praying for people was really a beautiful action step that I took in making myself more loving. What's something else? This one I loved. This was to keep your promises. What does that mean? Well, it's about truth. It's about being truthful. It's about keeping your word. It's about saying something and really meaning it. Not just saying something. You know, we've become so, you know, words mean a lot. They mean so much. And we've become a society where people just say things, they just say them. And sometimes they're mean and sometimes they're nice, but they just get them out. It's like you can't, it's like you almost don't want to hold on to the words. And so you're just happy to get them out. And when we're not really thinking about whether those words are loving, if they're building somebody up, if they're encouraging somebody, right? We just want to get them out. And so if we focus on keeping our promises, you know, words are promises. What we say to somebody, And so, you know, saying I love you to somebody is part of a promise, right? It's part of saying that I love you, and I'm, you know, with that love comes ways that I'm going to behave, or that you can count on me behaving certain ways. So it's very important. I wanted to use the term keep your promises, because it made me realize how powerful my words were to other people, for other people. So when I focused on making my words mean that I was keeping my promises to somebody, I really wanted to focus on being more loving. I wanted to focus on love. I wanted to focus on kindness and generosity, and see how it all comes together. It's all intertwined. So I put the responsibility on me keeping my promises, which in turn caused me, right, my actions to be more loving. So it was so amazing and such a blessing. And it's also about, you know, about being consistent, right? Loving is about consistency. It's not about perfection. It's not about doing everything right all the time, but it's about consistency. And right, we're forgiving others for shortcomings, just like we ask for forgiveness for our shortcomings, right? So again, it's that whole, everything is intertwined, and wanting to be more loving, having that as the goal, having that as our new level of existence, causes us to act differently. It causes us to do different actions. Something else is, make up your mind not to put obstacles in your friend's way. Make up your mind not to put obstacles in the way of others. Make up your mind not to put obstacles in your family's way. And what does that mean? A stumbling block or an obstacle? Well, it comes in a lot of forms. It comes in judgment. It comes in your words. It comes in criticism. It comes in sarcasm. It comes in, what else does it look like? It looks like, you're not encouraging someone. You can always turn your words into loving words. You can always turn your statements into supportive statements. And even if you're having a conversation, you know, I was having a conversation with my son yesterday about something, a behavior that needed to change. He needed to evaluate something. However, I can do that in an encouraging way. I don't need to give him a criticism. And then how does that turn into an obstacle? Well, it's a criticism. It's not loving. He's focused on a critical aspect of his being versus having a loving response and loving guidance, and then taking that information and applying it to his life. So obstacles are about having a conversation with somebody and not damaging them. You know, we say that I've heard people say, well, I would never hurt somebody intentionally. And that is true. However, pay attention to your words, pay attention to the tone, pay attention to the words that you're using, to the actions that you're doing to friends and family. You know, are you putting an obstacle in their way? Are you giving them an obstacle? Are you passing judgment? That is the opposite of loving actions. That doesn't mean that we don't, you know, if a friend calls you up and says, hey, I really need guidance on this, I need your advice, give your advice, but we can do it in a loving way. We can do it in a way that encourages them. We can do it in a way that lifts them up versus putting that stumbling block or obstacle in their way. We're going to take our last break. When we get back, we're going to wrap up in the last few action steps that I have for being more loving, and I can't wait to share. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit sarahluz.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So the journey in all this for me was about loving my enemies. So it's interesting because when I was thinking about this, what kept coming up, and even in conversations with people, because I'll always before I do a show, I'll talk to my friends and family, and I'll bring up the topic and we'll talk about, you know, how it impacts them and what they go through. And when I brought up being more loving, what was interesting was a lot of the feedback was about, they were acts of love. However, a lot of it dealt with their personal relationships. So their spouse or their boyfriend or girlfriend or their child. And it was very, very specific. Like it was, you know, cook their favorite, I said to someone, how do you be more loving? How do you act more loving? And it was, you know, cooking my child's favorite dish, or, you know, d- doing something nice for my spouse, or, you know, letting them pick the movie and acts like that. And I don't want to, I certainly don't want to downplay that, because that's all important. This is a little bit deeper. This is about you being loving because that's who you are. So whomever is in front of you really doesn't matter. This is about you being more loving and that being a you releasing really how you were made, what's at the core of what's inside of you. So it's interesting because you know, loving your enemy is what was a lot harder for me and was something that I wanted to learn how to do, because you know, choosing a favorite dish of my child's to make it, that's an easy love. That's an easy, loving my enemies was me, you know, letting God transform me into, you know, having a spiritual transformation. So I just wanted to bring that up, because this is more at a deeper level, because this is, you know, this is about showing love to someone who, if you take a step back, you may not think that they deserve it, right? You may not think that they deserve your kindness. You may think that they don't deserve your attention, which hurts you, which moves you further away from God, from our faith. So I want to share that with you, because this is why this is so special, because this is about you. This is about you growing. This is about you feeling this intense, immense love. You know, I read something this morning in my morning prayers and my morning Bible time, and it was, right, God blesses us because he loves us. It's not because we do something he blesses us. He blesses us simply because he loves us. And I thought to myself, for me, that's my next level that I'm going to move towards, is that I'm just going to bless people because I love them. Like, that's just going to be the natural state. That's going to be just the way where, and I'm being transparent now. There's moments where I decide on whether or not I, you know, what my level of blessing is going to be based on the relationship, which is not kind, which is not nice. But I'm being real, and it's, you know, it's something that I want to grow away from. But I thought, like, how amazing that is, right? How amazing that love is, where you're just pouring blessings into this world because you love. You know, I once heard a conversation between a pastor and his wife, and the pastor kept asking, you know, why do you love me, to his wife, why do you love me? And what I found so interesting was she could list all the reasons why she loved him. And I thought to myself, well, what if those things changed though? What if you said to someone, I love you because, you know, your eyes are bluer than anything I've ever seen. Well, eyes can darken or lighten or change. But her response to him was, I love you because I'm loving. And I just thought that was so beautiful, because it was, she just loved him because she's loving. They were brought together and they, you know, are willing to get through obstacles together and the joys and trials and tribulations of life. It wasn't because of an act. It's not because of good works. It's not because of deeds. It's not because of behaviors and actions. It's how God loves us. And so I just thought that was so beautiful and so wonderful that, you know, imagine if we had more of that in our world today, where we just love because we're loving. And so just to close this out, part of the last action step is to get to know your enemy, get to know the person. They have a mother, they have a father, they're a brother or sister, they were a child, You know, they are the child of God. They were created just, you know, they created in this world just like you, and maybe a circumstance changed them, an environment changed them, a trauma changed them. I don't know what it is. And again, it's not an excuse, but it's an opportunity for you to be more loving. And by understanding that we're all human beings, we're the human race. We are all connected. We are all here for each other. And we're humans. And so the person that you're not forgiving, or the person that you say that you can't forgive, it's another human being. The person who you say you can't show love to, that's another human being. So just give that some thought and give that some consideration. It's been life-changing for me, and I'm so happy and so grateful that you take this opportunity to share with me each week. Please write in. Let me know. You guys from last week wrote in a ton of emails about things and situations and circumstances you've been going through. And I can't wait to talk through them all in the next coming shows. You can reach me at JenniferZelup@yahoo.com. Also reach out to me on Facebook at Jen Zelup. Just shoot me a private message. And thanks again, everyone. You've been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZelup.com.